Zirconium. When the first revelation came, it lit the dark sky, a sharp-edged lamp that twinkled. It was a spark that fell from the feet of gods to be worn riches at my throat. It landed ready and called me to wear it. I slipped its promise onto my hand. Later, when I saw the horses arrive, they carried lion-headed priests. These prophets came to inspect the Persian gold illuminating my finger. They bore the will of God on breastplates of Lygia and brought 40 jargons as signs. I must learn the price of life, they said. I must learn the shape of beauty. They drenched me in mature diamonds and placed me in a trove of sparkling hyacinth. All the time they claimed it was they who had adorned Excalibur's hilt and decorated Iram through countless Arabian nights. In glitter, I was shy, but they undressed my fears. They told me how they gave secrets to Klaproth in Ceylon. They forged gems from the urine of lynxes. They made invisible hanging gardens of hyacinth that bed the moon and earth, the stars and meteorites, but their flash wisdom ignited in naked air. Their precious unprecious can cure the touch of poison ivy and make great magnets. These prophets told me that to be beautiful, all I needed was the light from the corners of glass.